views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:05 on June the 10th. Are you out there? Are you ready? What a day it's going to be. It's already 58 degrees. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are live at KCNR1460.com as we stream, and you can hop on our chat room. Indy Guy's in here. Angel's in here. Good morning, Indy and Angel. Happy to have you with us. And I'm also happy to have with us Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Happy Friday.
Bad Bob, I like that shirt.
My wife picked it out for me. That's said diplomatically.
That's a safe answer. You know what? Makes your butt look slimmer. I'll tell you. And speaking of somebody with the somebody, oh hey, here's Linda. I was just going to say, you know,
judged a friend,
you know, she has a little
old
lady.
Do not pick on me this morning.
I'm not
picking
on you. This, you know, the lady that who's on the lady that was on last night. Jeannie
Harris and Howie Harris, and already have had several compliments or comments on what a wonderful show it was, meaning that, of course, the show is as good as your guests, and Jeannie is the
senior
carrier
idol.
Of the torch for Senior Idol, and she's 85 years young. And an avid swimmer, and she and her husband, Howie, were married 3 years ago. He also was in Senior Idol, and they just had this great love affair. And she said, ladies, never give up. She said, I've married the love of my life. I'm 85 years old, and I got married 2 years ago, and I'm having the time of my life. They are spry. They're energetic. You can go back in the archives and hear it. It was on the spot with Linda Bott last night, and they're just spectacular people.
And he was he lived through the London bombings. He was a paratrooper in the Israeli army. I mean, this is it was a fun interview. Anyway, but she was, I mean, I tell you what, if I have half the energy at her age, then I'll be happy.
She has a kid older than you.
I know.
Isn't that fabulous? Her first son.
You know something I saw that was frightening yesterday or the other day? I was looking in the paper and I was looking in the obituaries. You know, I just want to see if I'm still here. And I saw somebody that who had just passed away at age 64, and they said died of natural causes. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, natural causes. What exactly is natural causes at age 64? I think natural causes is like
Bob's changing the
like really old age or something. I mean, when you're really out there, I think that's what I thought that was what natural causes was. How can you die of that when you're 64?
I don't know. Maybe there's some people who don't believe in taking medications and let whatever's going to happen naturally. But I'm wondering, and maybe our chat packers this morning, welcome to our show. We love having you guys interact with us. At what age do you start looking at the obituaries? I don't think you're 20 or 30. You're picking up the paper. First of all, who's looking at the paper? But do you think really, does anybody, well, I mean, except for maybe online at that age, I'm just thinking.
Yeah. At that age, you're right. Yeah.
So are you going to the obits? I just.
The only reason I do it is because, you know, the show here, just see if there's, you know, somebody that is famous or something like that. But it's, yeah, you're right. Hey, you know what? Today is open line. We're going to have just one guest, and we're going to be talking about something that's happening tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what's going on this weekend, but we're going to catch up for this week. But there's a lot of great subjects we're going to be covering today. We want to talk about Alabama's got the newest. They've drawn the line in. I don't know what you'd say. They've drawn the line in the sand here with which is a bad terminology about. They're going to start fighting the illegal immigration problem. We want to talk about the proposed shopping center here in Reading. We want to talk about Iraq wants troops to stay. Gingrich's whole team has left him. And Bethel and the convention center. Now, Bethel and the convention center ought to be a real interesting topic. It seems like it's caused a lot of consternation among our community about having Bethel Church take over the convention center. But we're going to take a break here, and we come back. We're going to start with that, start with the weather. Carl and Linda Vaught, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Hello, Redding. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460.
Happy
it
music.
Is Friday, 7:12 in the morning. I'm trying to get us out of here quicker. June the 10th, good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott, Bad Bob's here. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Join us. You know, hey, just give us a call because, oh, in fact, we have Jay on the line. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are
morning,
you doing today?
Jay.
We're peachy.
Linda, you reminded me of a little quote when you were talking about obituaries.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently, yeah, you don't check obituaries at 32, because I know I don't, but my dad does. He always knows what's going on. But I once heard a great quote that said, deep down, most people are killers. I've never killed anybody, but I've often taken delight from reading the obituaries.
You know, what does it say? Is that, you know, is
like
that,
that
I want to live long enough to go stand over your grave?
Pretty much. So anyway, okay. You guys have a wonderful
you
Friday.
Too.
I'm going to be out in front of Johnny's on tonight.
Hey, yes, and you are a taxi guy of choice.
That's right, Yellow Cab, my friends. You know, I've met them. They're great guys, and you know, and the if you're going to be out and you've had that one drink and you're just kind of wondering about it,
don't chance it.
You just go over and go to the Yellow Cab.
Change your life in a moment. Don't do it.
You know, the RPD does a very efficient job of roping off the entire drinking district. I promise you, you will not get through. Don't even try.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, talking to, you know, Chief Peter Hans, we were talking, stop, you know, the photo lights. But he said, you know, we were talking about, you know, impacts on people. And the impacts on somebody getting caught with a DUI is not just an impact right then. This thing is like a $25,000 impact on you if you have, you know, if you try to fight it and your insurance and everything else that goes on with it.
Not to mention, forget about ever getting a driving job or anything like that, because they'll come up every time.
You betcha. Okay, thanks a lot, Jay.
Thanks,
Jay. Have a wonderful
day. You too. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you know what else happened on this day in 1752?
Bad Bob was born.
Well, he could have been, because it's about the guy who flew the kite during the thunderstorm.
Well, you know, Bad Bob reminds me of Benjamin Franklin.
He could have been Bob.
He does. He wears those little bitty glasses. He's very electronically driven, and I've seen him a couple of times running around with a lightning rod in his hand when it was during thunderstorms, saying, "I dare you, I dare you."
But you know, you have to just think about the brilliance of collecting lightning in a jar. So it's really interesting, because he became interested in electricity in the mid-1740s, a time when much was still unknown on the topic, and spent almost a decade conducting electrical experiments. He coined a number of terms used today, including battery, conductor, and electrician. He also invented the lightning rod used to protect buildings and ships. Can you tell me about that? A lightning rod used to protect buildings and ships. Is that the thing on top?
Yes, the whole idea of the lightning rod, of course, is to dissipate that charge so it doesn't pass through the structure of the building. Ships at sea, particularly non-metal ships, fiberglass and wooden boats, are very prone to severe damage from a lightning strike, in that the electricity will go somewhere. I mean, it's just jumped through a mile of empty space. It's not going to slow down for 20 feet of wood. Or fiberglass, and the whole idea is to conduct that energy around the ship into the water so it doesn't blow a hole through your hull. And you know,
wow.
Well, we had a few years ago an incident where some people were driving down the freeway and lightning struck the top of their vehicle and blew a 3-inch hole through the cab of the pickup truck.
Wow.
And the people got through it okay, because the energy went right through the tires, but it certainly caused some underwear cleaning to be in.
And that's their story, and they're sticking to
but
it.
But how does somebody get struck with lightning and live?
Many get killed, but there are people. I think the record, this one guy got struck like 7 times.
What?
A military academy in Louisiana, I think just yesterday, there was a strike on a parade ground. It hit the ground and spread out and sent 74 kids to the hospital.
Wow. You know, and that's what happens. It dissipates out.
Where's the headline on that?
Yeah, I caught it in the
Well, we were too busy
yesterday.
Listening to Wiener. Okay, you know, by the way, Franklin was the only politician to have signed all 4 documents fundamental to the creation of the United States: the Declaration of Independence, the Treaty of Alliance with France, the Treaty of Paris, which established peace with Great Britain, and the U.S. Constitution. He died at age 84 on April 17, 1790. You know, he was, you know...
Wow, fascinating man.
This guy was fascinating. Okay.
Real quick, if I may interject, somebody just reminded me, this is graduation weekend for many, many schools. There's going to be a lot of extra traffic on the roads to and from celebrations, and a lot of celebrating. So drivers want to be mindful of that.
Taxi guy.
And speaking of that,
thank you very much, Bob.
About 35 graduates from kindergarten through college rose from their seats on the Shasta College Theater yesterday to be honored by a crowd of more than 200. Still I Rise was the theme of the 9th Annual African-American Graduation and Homecoming, and the night speaker echoed the sentiment. And the keynote speaker was a gent we know, Dr. Randy Tate. Shasta High School graduate who became a plastic surgeon. Has moved back here into town. Great guy. His sister, Dr. Leah Tate, works down at the VA helping veterans with post-traumatic problems. So that was on last night.
Oh, the Tate family and their father also owns the Patients Hospital. So, they're very, very embedded
community.
In the community. Great.
That's right. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some things we want to talk about. You know, we're going to talk some political things. We're going to start talking about things that happen around our town. I think we've got a guest coming in to talk about the Relay for Life. And this is open line, my friends. We want to talk about things you want to talk about. You know, we try to do a catch-up day. And this is what we're going to try to start doing on Fridays. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:20 on June the 10th, 58 degrees.
You know know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance. I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Hi, it's Melanie Morgan here to tell you about Troopathon.org, an amazing effort to support our brave troops fighting the war on terror. Please join me in thanking the troops for their sacrifice by sponsoring a heartfelt care package of cookies, coffee, and other treats. Troopathon's teaming up with their friends Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Ambassador John Bolton, and many others to help our troops in the fourth annual Troopathon on June 23rd. Please visit Troopathon.org to sponsor a care package for troops on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. Once again, it's Troopathon.org.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Saturday, treat yourself to the full ballet production of Hans Christian Andersen's The Ugly Duckling, produced by the Reading Dance Center. Over 200 local performers, exquisite costuming, and a bonus medley of jazz, tap, and modern dance pieces. Two performances at the Reading Convention Center at 1 and at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Reading Dance Center, the Reading Convention Center, or at readingconventioncenter.com for a delightful encounter with music, dance, and Reading's local talent this Saturday only.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1467:23 in the morning, June the 10th. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite.
They put the Doobie Brothers.
Edgar Winter Group, actually.
Sorry.
You were close. The...
The guy really needed a tan.
What was it? I thought it was Tex Ritter. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite. Put in Dish Satellite. Don't call that 800 number. Call 244-1988. Talk to Doug Tooley. He is a local guy. He's a veteran. He takes care of all of your TV needs, your surround sound, all of that. And not only that, but Doug has entered into the Dancing with the Stars in the sense of he's supporting the Shasta Women's Refuge, and he's supporting it big time. Because one of the things he told me was, I want to be in the community. You know, this community has given so much to me. I want to give back. So this is just one of the first ways he's going to do it. And I can't say enough about somebody that wants to give back to the community like he does. That's B&T Satellite. You need a Dish Satellite. You want to change. You want to find out about it. 244-1988.
Today, we're going to have a beautiful day. Hi. Highs are going to go into about 86. Yesterday we reached higher than what was predicted. Boy, it sure felt like a hot day. I'm curious how many people went to Market Fest last night. It looked like it was a great crowd. It's partly cloudy tonight with a low of 58. We have a fabulous weekend forecast. Tomorrow, 85. Sunday, 84. Monday is going to be 91. Tuesday, 92. So we're looking, now we're getting over the hump and getting into some just fabulous weather. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards is a great place out there for lunch, dinner, and just going out and just seeing
what's
going on.
Charles Malone is
going
to be out
there
Saturday.
Charles Malone is going to be there Saturday. Now, tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, there's going to be a drive-through barbecue in the parking lot at Kubler's Furniture. And Kubler's Furniture, by the way, let's talk about another organization that supports our community. You've got a lot of places, and this, you know, this isn't a paid announcement, but you know, Kubler's Furniture supports our community in a lot of different ways. You know, you see their ads. You know, they sell great furniture. They got great people there. That's fine. But when you see things that are being supported in the community, like a barbecue at the parking lot of Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Churn Creek Road. They put themselves out for this community, especially the veterans in this community. So if you're thinking about, you know, I need a piece of furniture, I need this, give Kubler's a chance. Anyway, they're going to be providing a place for a drive-through barbecue in the parking lot there to raise funds for programs for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, including Veterans Memorial Day and Wreaths Across America program. Beautiful, great programs. So just stop by there and pick yourself up a barbecue tomorrow. And at 4:30, and starts then, and go and have and pick up some great barbecue and help the Veteran Cemetery.
That's really, I love the chat pack. We were talking about obits, and I guess it's just food for thought when you start thinking again. We were talking about, when was it that you started looking? Somebody said it wasn't until they were in their 40s. I think I started. I don't look at them regularly, but I will say it's occasionally when I have the paper in front of me, I'll look. And I started. When I was living in Sacramento, I think it's when some of my parents' friends were passing away, and then I would start going to the obits, and then you find out, wow, there are a lot of people, you know, you see remembrances, too, in the obits for, you know, babies and for people who have maybe passed away a year ago, and it's just, I don't know, I think there's probably something about it that's can be healing for people to write and to read the obits. It's a remembrance.
Well, as one of the people said, they said, you know, I've lived here 47 years, and now, you know, and they look at the obits. They don't look at them every day, but when they look at them occasionally, they said, you know, after you've lived here 47 years, you kind of know, you're starting to see names you know every so often. I think we have a phone message here from Amy. Amy, good morning.
Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How's Adams from Speak Performance?
Fabulous.
Okay.
Well, what's our tip today?
Well, guys, you know, a lot of people are on the go in the morning, and I just want to make sure that everybody gets their breakfast in, most important meal of the day, and I really want you to try to get it in within an hour of waking up. Okay? And then here's some quick ideas. A high-fiber cereal. Now, fiber is really important in our day, and some of those cereals out there, they're a little higher in sugar than they are in fiber. So I want one that has at least 5 grams of fiber in it or more. Okay? And then other quick and easy ideas. Obviously, making a smoothie in the morning, getting a little bit of protein powder, maybe mixing it with a little bit of yogurt, whipping that up really quick. There you go. You can drink that breakfast. Or how about a little piece of whole wheat toast, a little bit of natural organic peanut butter on there, and then maybe half a banana. Or you can do 2 hard-boiled eggs and, say, maybe some watermelon. So it doesn't take much. You don't have to make a huge deal out of breakfast. Some of the stuff you can have prepared the night before. But, guys, in order to get that day started awesome, I've got to get you to have the breakfast.
That sounds great. So if you need that, what did you say? You need all that fiber?
You need about 25 to 40 grams of fiber per day.
Okay.
And a lot of us will get that, you know, with vegetables and fruit and then eating such things as beans and legumes. Or you can get it by having additional items that have higher fiber things in them, such as higher fiber cereals, higher fiber bread. Helps keep the system rotor-rooted, if you know what I mean.
Well, we know how we, that's a really important part of the day is... That.
It's quite a sight picture, too, come to think of it. So, hey, Amy, Thanks
you know,
a lot
breakfast,
for your phone
it's just an, always a wonderful reminder. Just and I love the smoothies, and that's how we really try to start our day with the greens and the protein powder and all the good stuff, the D and the B, because we have to go all day long, and it's really important to start our day off like that. So your tip of the week is so greatly appreciated. Again, it's Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, and you're the best.
Yeah, we like to drink our smoothie and read the obits. Free Fire Radio. Join us after the news.
Bye.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bears clawing their way on Wall Street in early trading, putting the Dow and S&P on track for a sixth straight week of losses. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down roughly 100 points. Oil prices are also under pressure this morning following news that China's exports slowed down in May. The pace of growth was much lower than expected, raising concern about a potential slowdown in the Chinese economy. Oil, at 10 a.m. Eastern, was trading at $99 a barrel. The price of imported goods rose in May for an eighth straight month of gains. Prices edged 0.2% higher last month. The expectation was for a decline. Export prices also rose 0.2%, just shy of estimates. Both readings came in far below the numbers we saw for each in April. And Zipcar got its first upgrade since going public. JP Morgan boosted the company's status to overweight, saying it's a fast growth leader in a multi-billion dollar market. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
You're out driving with your baby, and her smile is saying maybe.
Drat, a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you've got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hardnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Trade Winds, 144 Hardnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Vaught. This morning we are so happy to be here. Currently 62 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. And Dr. Joseph Lay, I went in yesterday again, you know, just to do the checkup before I get the prescription glasses. It's true. It's true. It's happening. And I just really felt, again, it was in-depth. I really can't wait to bring him on. I just think it's really important. He was talking about certain things with eyes and the conditions that happen and why it's so important, even some to wear glasses and sunglasses and what happens when your eyes are really naked to the elements and how that can affect the different layers. It's very scientific, and I was, you know, a lot of big words. And I was
like mayonnaise?
Like mayonnaise. Again, we're talking about eyes. Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. That's on Hartnell and Victor. And they have top designer lenses. They can order you things, and they do special packages. So they work with you. So if you're thinking, I can't afford this, they'll just work with you. So, and already he said, you know, this, I'm just glad to hear that you guys are listening. Dr. Joseph Leia, Advantage Eye Care.
Super.
Okay, so let's go to the phones, and we have something that's going on in town that is really an amazing event. And we have Katie
Wooden
on the line.
Katie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful. Thank you.
Tell us about this event.
Okay, so what we're doing is Mary's Pizza Shack Dine and Donate Night, Sunday, June 11th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 20% that day, 20% of all your dinner costs will be donated to CODA. CODA is the Children Organ Transplant Association, in honor of a local Shasta Lake teen, Tiffany Center. She is waiting for a double lung transplant, diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at birth. And she's been struggling her entire life with this chronic lung disease.
How old is Tiffany?
Tiffany actually just turned 18 this week. She was 18 on Tuesday.
Okay. So how can people help here?
Okay. Well, they can help by coming to Mary's Pizza Shack that day and having dinner. Bring the family. They got great pizza down there. We also would encourage your listeners to go to her website, www.codafortiffanys.com. You can see pictures of all of our fundraising efforts, as well as read her amazing story and her blog. Currently, she's at Stanford receiving treatment and has been sick this last week. So did graduate on Friday night with a 4.0 from high school.
Wow.
And, she's been an amazing kid her entire life. I've known her since she was 6 years old. So we're just part of this Children's Organ Transplant Organization. We're a core group of 8 or 10 volunteers who started this community campaign with the help of this national charity. It's a 501c3 charity that helps children and young adults who need a life-saving transplant. So we have currently raised over $12,000 on our way to our goal of $35,000 for the family for transplant-related expenses, which include, you know, medical bills, prescription drugs, travel, lodging, food expenses. And additionally, when she gets into a transplant unit and has her transplant, it can be used for household expenses like mortgage, utility, that kind of thing. Because the family then will go with her, and sometimes that affects their job. So anyway, we're doing what we can, and it's I'm privileged to be able to be a part of this.
Well, Katie, tell us again one more time, time, place.
Okay, Mary's Pizza Shack this Sunday, June 12th. It starts at 11, goes through their entire lunch and dinner hour up until 9 p.m. We will be there. We will have volunteers manning a table out front. We're going to be distributing organ donor cards and answering questions about our community campaign. I encourage your listeners, too, to visit the CODA website, www.coda.org. They have a lot of information, and through either of these websites, you can do an online donation. It's simple and easy. And we also want to mention, too, we have corn canister boxes at 40 locations around Shasta Lake and Redding and Anderson area. And so if you see her picture on a coin box, put a penny in, a quarter, doesn't matter. Everything helps.
And Tiffany sounds like an amazing young lady, young woman.
Yeah, she is wonderful, wonderful girl, beautiful girl, very dedicated to school and her family. And read her blog and her story. It's just an amazing, amazing thing to read.
Well, Katie, we appreciate your call, and we here at KCNR are going to pledge. I'm going to pledge $100 right now to
you
guys.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate speaking with you, and thank you so much.
Well, you know, we appreciate what you do for our community. So just have somebody come on down here. We'll
have Tiffany.
We'll have a check made out to. Who do you have it made out to?
You make it out to COTA, C-O-T-A.
Okay.
And then in the memo line, you should write in honor of Tiffany S.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
Well, no, we you know, good luck on this thing. Everybody has to eat, so Sunday stop by Mary's Pizza and get a pizza or something.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break here.
We got another caller on the line.
Yeah,
we're going
to okay,
hold on.
Okay, let's go to Kay then.
Okay, Kay.
Hi, Linda and Carl.
Hi. What's
Isn't
going
it
on?
Nice out?
It's beautiful out, Kay. It's always great to hear your voice.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? It's open line.
Well, I've always enjoyed, I mean, I don't enjoy, but I always I've always read the obituaries, because I've always considered it the biography section of the paper.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's a good way to look at it.
And ever since I was little, I like biographies. I'm interested in people, and I've always done that. Now, as far as natural causes are dying of something like a stroke, a heart attack, cancer, you know, some kind of a disease, versus being murdered or suicide.
Yeah, but don't you always think of, like, natural causes as for people, like, in their hundreds?
No.
There can be an age 60?
No, a baby can die of natural causes.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
A baby can be stillborn of natural causes.
Okay, I got it.
You
All
know,
right, so I shouldn't
feel
bad. But
on the other
bad,
hand, huh? Probably if the mother was an alcoholic and drank during the pregnancy or
drugs or something like that.
Even a stillbirth probably wouldn't be considered a natural cause if that was the case, if that was the cause.
Interesting.
Okay. Right.
But I'm not a doctor. I'm a political scientist.
Well, it gives us pause for thought. And so, well, thanks for your input, Kay.
Well, and I had another thing I've been thinking about.
All right.
And it's kind of strange. Every time I hear it, it just grinds on me. And that's with the Israelis and giving up the property that they won during the Seven Days War.
Uh-huh. The Golan Heights.
Right. I'm wondering if that's successful, if that could possibly be used as an international law model for Mexico taking back the Western United States that was under the auspices of Mexico.
Oh, well.
You know how, for
example...
Well,
what about if we have to give Hawaii back? Does that mean that if we set back our boundaries to 18...
Well, nobody seems to be trying to get Hawaii.
Yeah, I know, but see, if you make Hawaii say, okay, we want all of our boundaries to go back to, like, 1890, then Hawaii wouldn't be a state. Does that mean then President Obama would not be a... Okay, just wondering.
Oh, I see where
Come
you're
on.
Going.
It was, yeah, I know. It was an old joke the other night.
Yeah, no,
well, you know,
I mean,
that's a good question. If, you know, say, hey, we insist that you go back to these boundaries, and then, you know, so in the country of Mexico says, well, we insist you go back to these boundaries on this date.
Right. They could use it, because remember when Sandra Day O'Connor was using international law for... talking about using international law for our
uh-huh.
law,
yeah.
Constitutionality or whatever, you know? I mean, it just bothers me. It looks to me like a vehicle. I hate to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just a political thing. And there, you know, this is you do this, we do that. You know, there's so many. You know, transparency is so, you know.
Yeah, but what's war for? I mean, people died in you know.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
if true. A war, if a, the results of a war are not followed, I mean, what's the use of having a war?
You mean the peace treaties afterwards? Yeah. Well, that's
what's
true.
The use of putting people in danger and killing them?
Well, you know, you got to ask yourself that question. Is it better be a real good reason before we put people
yeah.
in danger? Hey, we got to run. We're like
okay,
5 minutes
okay.
past
Kay.
Our drink. Our,
to,
our
time to take a break. And thanks, Kay. It is open line, and we always welcome. What's on your mind? 64 degrees here at KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars. And let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:48 in the morning, and we're running just a little bit behind time on breaks here, so we got to jump into this. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're having a fundraiser there, June the 24th, 6 to 9 p.m., for the Women's Refuge, Shasta County Women's Refuge. It's for Dancing with the Stars. Come on down between 6 and 9, $5 donation, champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and get to watch me dance. which right then is kind of frightening.
We're going to have, it's going to be a fun party from 6 to 9. A beautiful weekend forecast for us, high today of 88 and sunny, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 58. We've got a mostly sunny Saturday, which is perfect for us. Currently 64 degrees, again on this 10th of June. And with us is Mackenzie and Kevin, and we have something so special going on this weekend. Yearly it happens. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, celebrating 25 years of hope. I love it. I'm looking right at your shirt, and you're telling me. Kevin and Mackenzie, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And this is actually the 27th year. This is a couple-of-year-old shirt here. We're in our 14th anniversary here in Reading alone. So it's a pretty special year for us. We've raised over $3 million cumulatively through all the years here in Reading. It's a fantastic community. We do some wonderful things here, and we've the weekend's going to be a lot of fun.
So we're at 27 years.
27 years,
okay.
Yes.
How about if you tell us what's going on? Give us this a three-day event, right? Or is it 2 days?
It's a 24-hour event, but it's through Saturday and Sunday. It starts tomorrow morning, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We ask people to be there at 8 because we have a big rush of people coming in for our survivor ceremony that starts right at 9 o'clock. And it runs through 9 o'clock Sunday morning. It's 24 hours. We ask people to come and spend a day out at the track to represent the day in the life of a cancer patient. That's the least that we can do, to give up a day for them.
And you walk laps, and it's a very it's just a spectacular event to attend in memory. Mackenzie, now what is your involvement with this event?
Well, I help with some of the games that go on there because we're also celebrating there. And it's just fun.
Meaningful.
Yeah.
Kevin, how did you become involved with the American Cancer Society?
My son's a childhood leukemia survivor. He was 4 years old when he was diagnosed and underwent a bone marrow transplant down at Lucile Packard Hospital in Stanford. And throughout the years, I've always wanted to get involved and do something for it. Just been too busy. So 4 or 5 years ago, I found the Relay for Life, saw what it was doing, saw the impact that it had, and got involved.
So for our listeners today that are driving and going to and from work or at home, how can they be involved? It's really important, first of all, to know how this impacts our community. Where do the funds go for this particular event?
Well, the funds, this is the largest fundraiser of any kind, a nonprofit fundraiser in the world. And the American Cancer Society provides patient services such as Ride for Life or Road to Recovery. They provide rides for cancer patients to their treatments. They provide Look and Feel Better, where they have beauticians that come in and help cancer patients, women going through chemotherapy with wigs and makeup and all kinds of wonderful things. They have support groups. They have one-on-one support groups for men. They just have a whole host of programs. You can go to cancer.org for the American Cancer Society's website and see all the wonderful programs that they provide. But they also provide money for research, and a large portion of that money comes here to California because we have so many research facilities here in California. And if it wasn't for this type of research, my son wouldn't be alive today.
Well, thank you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about place, time, what people can do to be involved. We'll be right back after
this. This is really a great event y'all are putting on, too. All right, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Mako in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Mako does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Mako in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Mako in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Mako is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Mako. Call 226-0992. That's Mako in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It's Carl and the Bot. 7:56 in the morning, June the 10th. We're here with our representatives for our Relay for Life. 27 years. That this has been going on.
The American Cancer Society. Beginning tomorrow morning.
And it's a 24-hour event. Now, how many teams do you have?
Right now we have about 120 teams. My daughter McKenna here is going to come through and with her own team in a few years. My son Charlie's 18, a survivor, just started his own team this year. So it's a family affair for us, and there's a lot of families that come out and just really put
this is a great event. Now, how many members on the team, or does it make any difference?
Well, as many as it takes to cover the track for 24 hours, we ask you to have a representative on the track the whole 24 hours, except, of course, during the ceremonies. So that's usually between 10 and 15 members. You can have up to 20 members. Some teams have more. And if you get a lot of people, we can split you up into two teams, and you can have a little competition on your fundraising every year, team number one and team number two, so people get really excited about that competition.
Okay, now how do people sign up for this?
You can go to our website, which is relayforlife.org/RedingCA. And you can sign up directly right there. And that website will be live for the rest of the fiscal year through the end of August. And then it'll come back up next, probably January, and we'll have that website going again then.
Now, there's, you know, if you, it costs $100 for a team, per team, unless you do it this weekend. Is that correct?
The standard fee for a team registration is
$150. Oh, $150.
We have two specials that we promote to get people to come in early so that we can get them all the information and get them fundraising earlier in the year. The first one is if you register by the end of the year, you can register for $100. And the second one is if you register at the day of the event, tomorrow or Sunday morning, you can come in and give us $75 cash or check, and we'll sign you up for next year.
Well, you know what we're going to do next year. I'm going to volunteer for it right now. And our listeners, we'll take Linda and I, Bad Bob, and a couple other people, and a number of our listeners, and we're going to come out and put a team together.
And we have to, you know,
Relay for Life.
And also with that, you know that we have to spend the night out there. It's a, you have to be 24 hours.
This mean what we have to rent an RV for you?
No, I can sleep outside. It's beautiful. No, but there are people sleeping in the tents. It's really great. We're going to be out there tomorrow morning. We encourage you to come to start with the opening ceremonies.
Linda's singing out there tomorrow morning.
But it's just a beautiful way to kick off, you know, doing the national anthem, to kick off what it is to be, you know, our great nation, and that we can do, we are free to do these kinds of things. We can put a 24-hour walk together and raise funds for those who are dealing with this disease.
It's amazing what one person can do. Dr. Gordy Klatt up in Tacoma, Washington in 1985 held the very first one. He was just tired of seeing too few services for his patients, and he put one together, and ever since then, it's been going gangbusters. Volunteers came in. Now we have over 5,000 events in the United States. We have 19 or 20 other countries that are putting it on. It's everywhere. It's huge. And you look at it, you can't talk to a person and not find somebody who has a cancer story, somebody that's close to them that's either had cancer, been touched by it, or passed away from it. So it just touches everybody.
Okay, so we're going to be out there tomorrow morning. We encourage everybody to come out and support this Relay for Life. Linda's going. We're going to be at 8:30?
Yes, we'll be there at 8:30. It kicks off at 9?
It kicks off at 9 o'clock, and at this point, we just want people to come out. If you're not involved in it at all yet, just come out, because as I always say, once you relay once, you're going to relay for life.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Mackenzie and Kevin,
for everything you do. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The fate of Rod Blagojevich, about to be in a jury's hands for the second time. The ex-Illinois governor being retried on 20 corruption-related counts. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Chicago.
Lisa, those include trying to sell or trade President Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. During closing arguments, the prosecution called Rod Blagojevich a liar. The defense says he may talk a lot, but did nothing wrong. After Blagojevich and his wife cried in court yesterday, the ousted governor later said that he was glad he testified.
I would have been certainly willing to spend 2.5 years on the stand to get the full story out.
In court today, some legal housekeeping, jury instructions, and then they get the case. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. The Casey Anthony murder trial resuming in Florida for day 15 of testimony after being cut short yesterday when the mom accused of killing her toddler fell ill. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Lisa, more testimony is being heard from forensic experts who examined the remains of little Kaylee. They're discussing photographs taken after the body was recovered. It's apparently too much for Casey Anthony, who burst into tears. It's the first time she's been audible in the courtroom. Yesterday, the judge ended testimony early in the day after Casey got sick while photos of her daughter's body were shown to the jury. Those photos show the little girl's bones in the woods, including how duct tape was holding the jawbone in place. Lisa?
Thanks, Evan. American troops and tax dollars bearing most of NATO's burdens, says retiring U.S. Defense Chief Robert Gates, who's warning the alliance.
The blunt reality is that there will be dwindling appetite and patience in the United States Congress.
For picking up the slack for shrinking European defense budgets while facing our own budget problems, he says. Gates noting that 11 weeks into the NATO mission in Libya, many allies are already running short of munitions, forcing the U.S. to make up the difference. Big sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 138. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every presidential election, it's recycled candidates spouting old ideas and refusing to agree on anything. But that's about to change with Votocracy, the great political equalizer that gives you the chance to run for president. At Votocracy.com, you can campaign for the White House on our powerful platform and maybe end up on our selection show before a national audience. So join millions of others in the great American debate. Start your campaign today at Votocracy.com. That's Votocracy.com.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Day after top campaign staffers walked out on him, Newt Gingrich.
Let me say, first of all, I am a candidate for President of the United States.
The former House Speaker in Virginia this morning vowing to restart a campaign focusing on the economy this weekend. Turns out it is the sprouts spreading deadly E. coli in Europe. German officials backtracking to an earlier conclusion. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin following this live in London.
30 dead, 3,000 sick, all because of
Eingrenzung ist möglich.
Bean sprouts, says Germany's food safety chief, now clearing cucumbers and other vegetables after a two-week-long alert. But it's too late now for many farmers. They are
ploughing up fields of unsold lettuce and other crops. The EU is promising some compensation, but Spain says that's too little to save some farmers from going out of business. Lisa?
Alistair, some progress in Arizona's epic battle against a wildfire that's blackened more than 600 square miles.
It's been a perfect storm, really. We've had high winds and low relative humidity and very dry brush because of a drought that the Southwest has been in. But the big headline out of here is they're saying that this thing is at 5% containment. The U.S. Forest Service says that is a major feat when you consider for more than 10 days this was burning out of control.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Springerville, one of the eastern mountain towns where thousands have evacuated. That bundle of joy can cost a bundle.
Babies born in 2010 will cost a middle-class family more than $200,000 to raise, according to a new study by the USDA.
Housing expenses are the largest expense on a child. They account for about 31% of overall expenses, followed by food at 16% and child care and education.
The agency's Mark Lino. The study also finding the cost of child rearing vary by income levels and location.
Fox Radio's Lisa Lacerra. The urban Northeast with the highest child rearing costs, it's cheapest in the urban South. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 on June the 10th, and it's a Friday. Thank goodness for that. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Who's chomping at the bit?
Okay, we've got everybody going on we're going to have, you know, as you know, I'm Dancing with the Stars, and it's to raise money for the Shasta Women's Refuge. So one of the things I'm going to do, and with permission from the Shasta County Women's Refuge, is I'm going to raffle off a hunting rifle. In the 308 caliber.
From your personal
collection?
From
my personal collection. It has had less than 20 rounds through it. This is one I picked out. It's been sitting in my safe for about, you know, 6 months. And I thought, you know what, this is something that I'd like to do. And we're only going to, you know, we're going to raffle it off. Only 200 tickets at $10 a ticket. To me, is a great deal. We've already had a lot of people interested in it. But this is just one of the ways we're going to be doing to raise money. And like I said, you know, some people go, oh, a rifle? Well, yeah, this is the North State. These people, our people believe in hunting, they believe in shooting, they believe in the Second Amendment. There's nothing wrong with a person owning a weapon. And like I said, I checked it out with the Women's Refuge, and there's no problem there, you know, to raise money. So 200 tickets only.
Why do you think it can be for some people, why does it rub them a certain way? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Why do you think? Because we're saying that, you know, some people said, well, you know, gosh, it seems violent. Well, it's not violent. A weapon is only used by the person. If the person's violent, if, you know, they're going to find other ways to be violent. So, anyway, we want to talk about that. So if you want to get involved with that, then you just let us know via, you know, just give us a call here or just come on down and buy tickets.
Well, it's like if you were raffling off a claw hammer, you know, and God, I would be willing to wager that claw hammers have been used in far more cases of domestic violence than a long gun.
No, you know, I don't know. That's beyond me at this point, but we wanted to talk about it and let people know this is one of the things we're doing to raise money for a very, very good cause. Okay, now, one of the things we want to talk about, and we're going to go through a couple of them quickly. We're going to spend some time on other ones, but it looks like Newt Gingrich, whole team, his senior advisors quit. They walked away. Now, this seems to me to put a serious dent in Newt's ability to run for office. You know, and the thing about it is they said they don't think he's spending enough time, that he's not campaigning the way they think he should, so they're leaving? Does that make sense?
I think he could spin this to his advantage if he plays it right, if he plays the cards right.
Well, you know,
Because every political person now has handlers, a whole army of people who tell him what to do, what to say, when to say it. And maybe he wants to step outside that circle.
Well, maybe he does. And, you know, the thing is that maybe it won't. I mean, Gingrich, I think, was I think he's a force, but I think he was really not in the. He would not be able to get the nomination because there's a lot of baggage with Newt Gingrich, even though that you know that he has got some things to say that make sense, but other things he has said in the past, you know, few weeks are kind of questionable. Anyway, so I'm not sure if he was a big contender. Anyway. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. You know, one of the big questions that's been coming around here is the shopping centers around, you know, Churn Creek Bottom. And what about Bethel Church taking over the convention center? This seems to have caused a lot of consternation. We want to address that when we get back here. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins.
Reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you dare.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a 3-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Good morning. 65 degrees on this 10th of June. It's Friday.
How hot's it going to be?
We're going to be about 80. Well, let me get my glasses on.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Oh, yes, you did. Curly, it's going to be 86 today, but you know it's going to be hotter than 86. So, you know, that's probably why we're breezing over that a little bit. 65 right now, going to be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 58. Tomorrow is going to be 85. Join us out for the Relay for Life that's going to be, where's it going to be again? Put you on the spot?
Well, you're looking that up. Long-range forecast, by June the 14th, we're looking at the century mark.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I wish everybody could just kind of see what happens in here on the breaks. Bad Bob
no,
goes.
Don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, here's what happens on this is we try not to do. I mean, we a lot of people come through here and we try very. We try not to put people on the spot in the sense of coming out of left field with a question that has nothing to do with what they're talking about, or it's something that, you know, that it's easy. The bottom line, and people have been in here in the studio and been on the show and all that, well, no, it's easy to trip people up. It really is. I mean, and the fact is that you see it all the time on, you know, national news and all that. People come in and they'll just say something, and if you stumble right then, you know, then it just starts going downhill. So we try not to catch each other by surprise, but we do that every so often. And then we do, then when we catch each other by surprise, at the break, I promise you that people are talking about this to each other. Okay, let's talk about Bethel Church. Bethel Church has come in and offered to take over the convention center. And this is causing a lot of consternation. If you read the threads, which I do read the threads occasionally, after the, you know, during the... after an article has been written. Now, here's the question is this. Bethel Church, should they have the right to take over the convention center, even though they've said, as they've said, they're talking about using it 4 days a week, leaving it open for the weekends, and it seems like this has lit a fuse. And one of the people it's lit a fuse with is on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dad, Mom.
Good morning.
And let's talk about Bethel. First of all, I'd like to say that the other day I left your show and went to the meeting down at the convention center to discuss various ways to keep it open. And Bethel came there and gave a presentation. And I was, as you probably all know, anti-Bethel having anything to do with the convention center because I felt like it was a violation of church and state. Well, let me begin this by saying that the two speakers that came there, Charlie Harper and Chris Valentin, can completely turn me around on it.
Really?
Their presentation was extraordinary. It was effective, and it was to the point. There was not a bunch of feathers and gold dust flying in the air. What there was a very economically well put together proposal suggesting what could be done. I met with Charlie Harper yesterday. He's the administrator of Bethel, and went for a tour through their campus and some of their off-campus sites that they have, including a full broadcast video and audio station that they have over on Twin View that's in the old Chem 2 Hill building.
Yeah, Bob just said it was nice.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's a multi-million-dollar transmitting system as well as recording studio. They're broadcasting to 171 countries around the world.
Well, we reach that many.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so you
if you've got a computer,
you feel you're obviously this has kind of transformed your feelings.
My
about
thinking about this, and here's why, if you don't mind, this is kind of a statement that I'm going to give to City Council because I've been asked to. But the convention center, if it's going to stay open, has to change its form of operation. It can't continue to exist at an $800,000 loss each year. And that's the difference between what's coming in and what's going out. It's real simple mathematics. They're losing $800,000 a year. There's no reason why Bethel or anybody else would assume that the responsibility for the maintenance, operation, and liabilities at that rate at an $800,000 loss and have it continue as a financial drain without any change. The Reading community no longer has an excess expendable resource sufficient to maintain the convention center. That goes without saying. We know we don't have the money. Bethel stepped up due to its own needs and offered to temporarily fill the financial void. To make this work, the community will need to cooperate and seed changes in order to make it work. For me, this is a viable solution to the problem of keeping the convention center open, which is what the alternative is. It's going to close if we don't involve ourselves with somebody.
Okay, John, let me jump in here.
Go ahead.
And let me...
Then I have a question, too.
Yeah, let me jump in with some of the comments that I read. One, who takes care of the grass and all that, and, you know, all the maintenance things? Is that Bethel's going to take care of that?
Bethel's
too?
Is going to take care of that. Yes.
What about for the other remaining 3 or 4 days a week that they don't use it? Is that going to be something that the city has to take care of?
The city is not going to have to take care of anything, and they're not. Also, they're going to get to keep the TOT tax that was being used to support the convention center. That's okay. Going to be going into the general fund.
Who's going to be running the convention center then? Are the people running it day to day?
That was my major concern, as you may remember.
Uh-huh.
The day to day operation, as it relates to when Bethel has it, is going to be their responsibility. However, on the scheduling of shows and events that take place when they're not using it, which, by the way, is only 7 months a year that they're going to be involved with it.
So, in other words, like Jam Theatricals, you still get your Broadway shows and things that come through.
Everything's going to go as far as they're going to encourage anybody to utilize this in their off time that is possible. And who's going to schedule it is going to be the city.
So this takes away the fear of some people is that Bethel would keep, you know, shows from coming in here.
Bethel doesn't want that to be responsible for any type of censorship of shows or anything else that comes in, because they don't want to be, you agreed to this coming in, or you didn't agree to that coming in.
Yeah.
They don't want this said about the church.
Well, that's encouraging. And
I thought so, too.
Okay, now, John, we got to take a break here. Now, here's... because I got some questions, and I'm sure other people...
I'll stay on if you want.
Yeah, I do, because you talk to them, and I'd like to get Bethel on here as soon as we can.
Okay, I sent you a link for that.
Okay, great. And, you know, just to have them on so that people can ask questions directly. Now, to me, anytime you have a contract with anybody, the devil's in the details, as we know.
This might be also a solution to save the ship.
That's it. If they want this thing to keep floating, if the community wants this up above... Nobody else is stepping forward.
That's the thing, and that was the editorial today. In fact, in the Record Searchlight was, you know what? You want to do something about the convention center? Well, you're a day late if you're not there right now. And
exactly.
People
right.
have been hemming and hawing about it. Let's take a break because you know I've got a couple other questions. I think you know people in our chat room and people can call in and let's just discuss this. Is it a good idea giving a church which is can we say the revivalist? Is that how would you describe Bethel Church?
You want me to say it now, or you want to wait till we?
Just wait till we get back, because you know
all
people
right.
are talking also about people being accosted down there. They're talking about an image of Reading and all that. I think these are all things we need to discuss and over here over the next couple of weeks, and have people in from Bethel and maybe some people from the city council and to say, hey, you know, what does this mean before we make this decision? Anyway, Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. 8:21 in the morning on June the 10th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pin. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com.
WinRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
June 14th, Second Tuesday Club meets at Nepa's for Thai food.
Like Nepa It in the Bud?
That's what I should have done when we started these announcements.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, June 14th at Nepa's on Churn Creek Road. Besides a great meal, your support will continue to help Haven Humane Society provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County. Nepa's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
Won't you please help us help them?
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance, and I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance, on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. That's right. KCNR 1460, 65 degrees here. 8:24 in the morning on this Friday. Yes, tomorrow, Relay for Life. Definitely begins the ceremonies. You want to get there before 9 a.m. It's at Shasta College on the track there. And they're going to be, it's going to be a 24-hour marathon of walking and lots of ceremonial things and music and people camp out, and we'll be there in the morning tomorrow at Shasta College. Please come join us. Again, it's 8:25 in the morning, and let's go back to the phones. John, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, John, good morning.
Okay. Welcome back, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you're here too, John. Hey, John, okay, here's some of the things I saw in the threads.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I'm not agreeing with them or anything. I'm just, here's what I'm seeing. Bethel Church has got a reputation of, you know, when you read the articles about it, being able to raise people or cure sicknesses with prayer and all this, and this makes some people uncomfortable. The fact that Bethel Church is out to so many different countries and proselytizing and all this makes some people uncomfortable. I think that. I don't know if it's a, you know, and I think it's mainly just a religious thing that they're afraid. A lot of people are afraid that once a church gets into the convention center, that it will be, you know, that this convention center will then be known as a, you know, a just strictly a religious place. So,
okay.
Have you seen those comments too?
I do have a comment about that.
Okay.
First of all, there is no, as far as I know, no intent at this point, and I say at this point because advisedly you don't know the future. To rename this anything like the Bethel Convention Center or the Bethel Church of Supernatural Powers Convention Center or anything of the kind, it's going to stay the Reading Convention Center. Now, I can understand people's concern because they are going to become the primary tenant or user of the convention center, but it's also not going to be called the Cool April Nights Convention Center. It's also not going to be called the Randy whatever convention center or anybody else that comes to use it. Now, I'll tell you that I went to this meeting with Bethel after the meeting on the Save the Convention Center with great trepidation about being proselytized, about being sucked in, or that this was all going to be about religion and God bless you and all of the rest of it there while I was there. And it wasn't. It was a strictly business atmosphere, a business meeting, a very calm and pleasant place to be. And the tour of their facility showed me how enormous the thing is. I mean, we're talking about an industry that's $35 or $40 million a year here in Reading. These people are business people as well as being ethically religious. They're not going to go in there and abuse it. They're going to save it. And when I say save it, I'm not talking about walking on water or anything. I'm talking about they're going to put hard.
There's not going to be golden letters. It won't be fiery letters right over the top of it that say, come to the convention center. What?
The major God issue that we have to be concerned with from them at this point is in God we trust on the
dollar bill
they're putting up.
Okay, well, here's what I think, John, is that it's like this thing with the city council and giving, and by the way, Kurt Starman's going to be on next week. And I talked to Kurt yesterday. I said, Kurt, you know, is there any definition of what minor is? You know, because a city manager can make minor decisions. Oh, no, it's fine. Kurt's always been straight with us. And, you know, you can ask him questions. He may not give you the answers you want, or it may not be exactly, you know, what you think that the answer should be or anything like that. I'm just talking about in general for most people. But Kurt's always come on. He hasn't ducked any questions. But when I said, what's the definition of minor? And, you know, it's like there is no definition of minor.
No, there isn't.
It's whatever minor believes, whatever everybody agrees on. Well, that's the same thing with this contract with Bethel. If in the contract it clearly delineates what everybody's doing, it clearly delineates the fact that, hey, you know what, they're not going to be scheduling things, you know, 4 days a week belongs to, or 3 days a week belongs to the city, and anybody else wanting to go in there, you can do the setups on Thursday night for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If during the summer, like when they're having the big things, the Coy April Nights or something, I don't know how that will impact on Coy April Nights. And if they can, pick up the slack on the money, then maybe that's a way of doing it.
Well, they're looking to work with anybody on this. And I'll give you an example of what I said. The gentleman who puts on the wedding show there and
yes.
has traditionally done it on Sundays
yeah.
each year is concerned because they're going to be holding services there on Sundays. Well, that's true, but they're only going to be doing it a certain number of months out of the year, and they're willing to work with him on scheduling this thing. Everything that they're doing, they're trying to fit in yeah. with
hey,
the program.
Hey, John,
but they,
John,
we got
a break for the news.
All right.
Okay.
I want to say a few more things, if you don't mind at all.
Well, we got some other things we need to talk about, too, but we can come back on the other side. Okay, Colin in the bot. KCNR 1460, it's 8:30 on June the 10th. It's, 68 degrees
We're
out
gonna
there.
We're going to break for the news. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso.
I am a candidate for President of the United States.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich shopping for a new campaign staff after more than a dozen senior members leave him high and dry.
We live in a time when Americans are genuinely frightened for their country's future.
Gingrich, speaking outside his suburban Washington home, blames the mass resignation on a strategic difference.
Insiders say the staffer's not happy with Gingrich failing to aggressively work it. The turning point, they say, the candidate taking a luxury cruise of the Greek islands in Europe shortly after he announced.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. For a second day, graphic testimony in a Florida courtroom bringing Casey Anthony to tears.
These are photos of a skull with some hair strands attached to it. And you could also see duct tape. There's a bag, a Disney plastic bag.
Fox's Phil Keating in Orlando. Anthony is accused of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, back in 2008. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue, locally owned and operated since 1994, is your complete sleep headquarters. Steve and his family invite you to shop their huge inventory for all your sleep comfort needs. Whatever your comfort, Cresson's carries a full inventory of Natura, NextGel, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish Sleep System, and the therapeutic lines. Forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find queen sets starting at $299.95, all the way up to the most luxurious sleep lines, giving you unbelievable sleep comfort for years to come. Plus, free local delivery and setup with the purchase of your premium mattress sets. Unlike the big box stores, Cresson's knowledgeable staff are trained to help you make the right decision for your particular sleep needs. And in most cases, when you purchase your new Cresson's mattress today, you could be sleeping better tonight. Shop Cresson's Mattress Gallery for your next sleep system and enjoy Cresson's 30-night sleep guarantee. Ask Steve for the details at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Your complete sleep comfort store.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. It's 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show on June 10th and every other day is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my kind of place. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts. You don't worry about hairstyling. You don't worry about getting poofed.
Poofed.
They give haircuts. They shave around your... You know what? They shave around your neck and your ears. How many other places do that? Great prices. They give discounts to veterans. And what can I say, gents? It's man's last stronghold.
Well, honey, everybody knows you are not poofed or coiffed.
Well, you know what? I am not poofed.
Even Dancing with the Stars, you will not be poofed or coiffed.
But I am Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, I feel...
Kathy Babcock.
You know what? Kathy Babcock. Shout out to Kathy Babcock. The lady has been a head choreographer for Dancing with the Stars for 4 years. And let me tell you what, the patience this woman has and the fact that she has cast iron ankles, because I have been drumming my toes on those ankles. And she just looks at me. Of course, twice now that she has looked at me, the hair's falling off.
She's a real lady.
She is a real lady. You know what? I can't say enough about Kathy Babcock. You know, I'm just, you know what? She teaches dance, too. I mean, she's an instructor, so, I mean, if you want dance lessons, can you think of a better person than this woman who has this much patience? And can, you know what? I'm actually, my friends, foxtrotting. Okay, maybe not at that level you see on other shows, but I'm foxtrotting now, and this lady showed me how to do it. Okay, let's go back to Bethel Church.
Okay,
John, we want to finish up here, and we want to talk about the fair, because there's some people on here. That's okay. You know, here's my thing about the churches. You know, the other thing, too, when I was reading some of these threads, and I don't really pay attention to them, there's only one way in. There is not only one way in and out. People say that. You ask the police. There is another way out. You knock down a fence, and it's there. It's over by Channel 7. You know, if there was a real emergency, you could stick another exit and entrance right there.
And run across the Sundial Bridge.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think you can bring in heavy trucks. The other things, you know, again, I think most of it was fear that you get Bethel Church in it, and it's going to become a, you know, they're afraid that people are going to come running out of the convention center holding snakes in each hand. I think this is what they believe. I think this is what people are afraid of. There's going to be snakes in their hands. They're going to be accosting all the tourists that are coming down saying, join, join, join. We're going to have somebody, we're going to try and get somebody on from Bethel Church, and I'd love to have somebody that's really opposed to this, to the church taking this, you know, to renting the place.
That would have been me, by the way.
I know, you were really against it. I'm quite surprised.
You are the epitome of somebody who, you had an opinion, and then you became informed. And you went inside to see, okay, let me hear what the other guy thinks. And now you're thinking, okay, this could work.
I don't have an issue with changing my mind. I think that this is really the most viable solution we have available. And here, let me just make one other real quick point. On the 22nd of this month, which is 12 days away, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at the City Council chambers, there is going to be a meeting to discuss how to resolve or what to do with the convention center, either close it or keep it open. Now, if anybody that you know of has an extra $800,000 a year that they'd like to kick in, they can go in there and compete with Bethel Church taking over
the
convention center and keeping it open.
Wait a second. Linda, do we have that in the petty cash? Okay. All right. But so I don't think we quite have that amount. So
my point is more important than the amount, although I made a big issue of that, is that there is only 2 weeks. There's a two-week window to keep the convention center open. If it doesn't get resolved on the 22nd, come January, the convention center is going to close. That is the reality of this whole discussion. It will close. The contracts that they have written will have been fulfilled, and that'll be the end of it.
So this is no longer talk, folks. This is a reality check about time. It's like, your bill's due. Oh, really? No, your bill is due. If you don't pay it.
Pay the bill or shut the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, or okay, no phone. There it goes. We've told you. So, okay. Hey, John, okay. Thanks for coming on. And, you know, we kept you on a little bit longer, but this was really a surprise in a sense, it was a surprise because I know how adamant you were against that. And now you've leaned back into, you know, saying, you know what, this could actually work. But you know what, we need to get a couple other people on.
If the Cascade.
Well, listen, I'm going to be talking to Charlie today, and I will have him contact you, or I will tell him to expect a contact from you, because I think that's who you need to have on the air.
Thank you.
If I see you the next time with a Bethel Church T-shirt on, should I worry?
No, that's not liable to happen.
Well, when you think about the Cascade Theater does have church services on Sunday.
Yes, they do.
And you think of the Cascade Theater also bringing in lots of acts, but they rent that every Sunday I think they have two services. So if Bethel was, I can't see how that could affect, really, when you think about it, now that you've opened that my eyes or my mind to what your discussion was. What's wrong with having Bethel have 4 days a week, and then we still get Cats, and we still get, you know, the wonderful Broadway shows or the Ice Capades or whatever comes through? You, we still get that.
Our iconic convention center still remains.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that if that stays, then the rodeo grounds stay.
There you go.
Then there's something else people need to think about. Okay, hey John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carl. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
And you have a great weekend. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk a little about the fair. We're going to talk about also the proposed shopping center down in the bottom down there. There's a lot of people are really upset about that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Saturday, treat yourself to the full ballet production of Hans Christian Andersen's The Ugly Duckling, produced by the Reading Dance Center. Over 200 local performers, exquisite costuming, and a bonus medley of jazz, tap, and modern dance pieces. Two performances at the Reading Convention Center at 1 and at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Reading Dance Center, the Reading Convention Center, or at readingconventioncenter.com for a delightful encounter with music, dance, and Reading's local talent this Saturday. Only.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going
to
give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right. 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:45 in the morning on June the 10th. It's a Friday, my friends. The chat room's been taken over by our computer group here that they're all talking about. You know, what happens is Bad Bob kind of sits here, and then as soon as somebody asks a question about tech, that's it. The chat room has gone into hyperdrive on things like URLs, whatever they are. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place with Espresso Joe's, finest coffee. You can get cold drinks there. Now, the weather's heating up. They have the finest walk-in humidor. We are having a fundraiser there on June the 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. $5 donation. Before that, you get hors d'oeuvres, you get champagne, you get to watch perhaps a small preview of us dancing, and there may be another couple special dancers there, so bring your money.
Hey, by the way, yesterday we had a guest on, special guest, Sheila Hoyer, and she's written a children's book. It's a wonderfully illustrated book that not only can children enjoy. It's about her gentle horse who helped her with her disease. And, of course, she's going to be doing a book signing today at Whiskey Town. It's free, and you know, if you're going to purchase the book, they're $12.95. It's called Cowboy the Magic Horse, and we totally recommend that you head up and meet Sheila, and we'll be having her on again. But just a wonderful individual.
And where's that going to be at today?
It's today at 5:30 p.m. Whiskey Town National Recreation Area, and it's free to get in. And the books are $12.95. They're wonderful. Like I said,
great
children's books.
For books. Kids.
They're trying to get these books also in children's hospitals. It's been amazing how her horse was nudging her and was acting suspiciously strange with her, and she didn't know that she had cancer. Later to find out that she had cancer,
the horse
just really connected
with her.
The horse
was nudging her in the back. I mean, it's really a great story. And then you talk, you know, and you read about how dogs can scent and sense things or scent things, you know, and that they're using them also as a way of finding out if something's wrong with people. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, my girlfriend down in Red Bluff, Valerie, has a dog that she has to travel with. She can drive, but she has...
Oh, that's right.
I don't know, there are seizures to such an extent that the dog Ken let her know 30 minutes into before the seizure. And the other day she was in the store, and she said, my dog detected a seizure, and it wasn't mine. It was somebody else's in the store.
Oh, my gosh. That's
scary. So that's fabulous. Isn't that just fascinating? We should do a whole show just around that.
Okay, let's talk about just a couple things here. The Shasta Fair, we're going to have a guest on next Monday talking about the Shasta Fair, and it is great. We've got some people in the chat room talking about it. It is great. The kids with 4-H and just the fair itself. I love the fair. I love the county fair.
Except for when you got dunked into the pig tank.
Okay, let's talk about Chris Schwaga, who has Media Plus. And she said, hey, Carl, we want to raise money. Would you mind being in a dunk tank? And I'm like, sure. What
anything
do I know?
For you, Chris.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you want to raise money, if it's a good cause, yeah, I'll go get dunked. Well.
Guys, people have to pay. People did pay for baseballs.
A lot of people paid for baseballs. And even when they were missing, they'd run over and hit the dunk tank thing and drop me in. Now, I was noticing things were in the water, and they said, oh, no, the water's clean. And I was kind of like, what is this stuff in the water? So I kept getting out. I kept getting out. And then finally, I'm starting to notice these cute little children holding these cute, cuddly little pigs in their arms.
We were right next to the livestock.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it, and I kind of finish out, and I go, those are cute pigs. What are you doing walking with your pigs around? They said, well, our little pigs get hot, and so we dunk them in that tank. I said, you dunk them in the tank? They go, yeah. And I looked, and I went, I'm covered in pig hair. Thank you.
You could not take a shower long enough. That was the longest. I think we went through two hot water tanks.
You dunk your, cool your little piggies off
in
the tank?
And then I had to sleep with that afterwards.
Anyway, that's a true story, my friends. So,
hey, let's
but we
the
love
subject.
The fear. Okay,
let's talk. Let's go into to Churn Creek and what's going on over there and how people are really protesting, especially the farmers. And the people who have organic farming, which, by the way, we do use the Churn Creek Bottom, and we love the organic farming out of there. And I think that's probably the biggest issue right now with the proposal of building.
It's a lot of things, too. That is a big thing, though. But we got to take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk about that for a few minutes. And one other thing to think about is that, everybody talks so much about Arizona fighting the battle of illegal immigration. Hey, my friends, Alabama just signed the most stringent, the hardest illegal immigration law in the states. I mean, in the states, schools have to ascertain if a child is an illegal immigrant before they can go to school. I mean, they need to find out if they're legal or illegal as part of being admitted into the school. And does it mean they won't be? It kind of sounds like it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. I love that song, Journey, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The West, the true West. Our one-man's scripted interpretation and the catalyst for hilarity and intense drama in the Sam Shepard play True West being performed June 16th through 25th at the Bohemian Art Loft in Reading. WE Multimedia Theater Group brings to the stage the classic American play that the New York Post calls Shepard's masterwork. North State Theater veterans Dashiell Waterbury and Stephen Klein star as brothers Austin and Lee, who go head-to-head in a showdown of Western proportions. When the two attempt to co-write a movie, things are going to get pretty darn ugly in this deliciously dark play of duality. Tickets are $15 and available online at wemultimedia.com or at the Enjoy Store, 1475 Placer Street in downtown Reading. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. True West is rated mature for language and adult content. Don't miss True West at the Bohemian Art Loft, 3304 Bocelli Lane in Reading. For more information, call 247-1925. That's 247-1925.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Scott, on the spot. Linda Scott, on the spot.
Hey, hey.
Linda Scott, oh. On the spot. Linda Scott,
hey,
on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, no, home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bond. 8:53 in the morning on June the 10th. Hey, on Monday, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be our guest. And I tell you what, you know, you want to talk about health care and the impact this health care bill, the Obama health care bill, it has on our doctors and our health care. You need to listen to Dr. McConnell. He's a local heart surgeon around here, heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Center's heart program there, a heart surgery program there. And the, you know, the thing about it is he always has great things to say. He's, you know, it's interesting, and he discusses the impact new laws will have on us. Now, tomorrow at 4:30, there's going to be a drive-through barbecue again in the parking lot of Keebler's Furniture at 1894 Churn Creek Road. We want to push this because it's going to raise funds for programs for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, including the Veterans Memorial Day services and Wreaths Across America program. I urge you to go in there at 4:30 tomorrow at Keebler's Furniture and buy yourself a barbecue sandwich.
Okay. All right, we have just about 5 minutes left. 605-4567. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum is at the Riverfront Playhouse. I'm holding four tickets. 605-4567. It's for Friday, June 17th. Friday, June 17th.
Week from today.
$22 tickets. It's a media night. We'd love to give you the tickets. And you can take another couple. Give us a call, 605-4567. Waiting for that first caller. You'll get four tickets to a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Okay, 3-2. The Shasta County Planning Commissioners recommended Thursday night that the Board of Supervisors approve initial steps toward building a shopping center proposed for the Churn Creek Bottom area. And it looks like, let's see, the Boise, Idaho-based Hawkins Company Development wants to put a 92-acre shopping center bounded by Knighton Road to the south and Interstate 5 to the west between Reading and Anderson that they say could bring in millions of dollars to the local economy. Of course it can. It could. But it's going to have a severe impact on the people that live around there. The thing about it is there's a lot of people that live around there saying, wait a minute, you're changing a lot of things. She doesn't think the Mary Ocasian, a member of the Churn Creek Homeowners Association, said that she doesn't think the mitigation measures and environmental impact report for the project do enough to outweigh the impact it's going to have on farming in the area, which is what you were talking about.
Well, they own an organic farm. In fact, they were at that evening that Trudy put on where that's what they do is organic produce.
Well, you know, it's, you know,
they grow it.
The people there that are putting this thing that want to do this are saying they estimate that it's going to bring like 1,600 permanent jobs to the area if approved. It would generate $2 million a year for the county. But the Churn Creek Homeowners Association said that bringing so many businesses to the county could attract shoppers away from town, would come at a cost to the already suffering city government. There's going to be a lot of things we're going to be talking about that, but there's environmental studies impact report shows that there's going to be significant unavoidable traffic impacts that would result from the project, though Hawkins would pay more than $6 million to address some of those. It's just going to be also the report says significant and unavoidable impacts on agricultural resources, aesthetics, air quality, et cetera, et cetera. That's going to be a big thing coming up. We want to just throw that one out to you. That's, you know, we're going to get both sides in on that one, too. We'll be talking about that. Well, a lot of things going on this week. You know, the big thing was, and it just still kind of offends me, I can't get out without saying it, Wiener. You know what?
Why do you Wiener, have to close Wiener, the day with
well,
that?
Well, because, you know what, it,
disgusting.
Again, he is, it, the whole thing is disgusting. He's still fighting it. He says, I'm not going to resign. I did nothing legally wrong. Morally wrong what you did. You are supposed to be a bastion of honor and integrity. You're sending men to war, men and women to war to die, and you are a liar. You cheat on your wife. I mean, this whole thing. And yeah, and see, if he had just said, you know what, so what, I did it. But don't use the term, I did nothing legally wrong. Do you know how that offends people? Because it does offend people. Anyway, Wiener looks like he's hanging in there. So.
And you know what? He's going to beat the. He's going to beat. Yeah, he's going to beat it. He's going to beat everybody down.
He will.
He's convinced that. But that's.
He's going to hang in there longer than Gaddafi.
We cannot. We just cannot allow this kind of. You know, we started with Clinton. Hello, look the other way.
It started way long before that.
Well, I'm just saying as far as, like, really having it come out in front of the people.
And, you know, and so, but, you know, here's the thing is this, is that was this week.
Press.
Next week, it's going to be a great week. This weekend is going to be sunny
and
hot, and we're going to be down at the... Shasta College.
On a positive
note
here.
That's right, Shasta College.
Relay for Life tomorrow morning.
We got the barbecue. You go out there at Keebler's and pick up your barbecue to help raise money for the VA Center. You know what? This is going to be a great weekend. And I hope that you all have, a great weekend. And you come back and join
weekend.
Us on Monday. We're going to get right back into it with health care problems. We're going to be talking. We've got a lot of guests next week. Kurt Starman's going to be on next week. We've got a lot of things working and that
you look at our new website. Don't forget our great weekend lineup.
That's right. You know, the people we have on the weekend are just great. Starting
local.
Oh yeah, starting
great.
With outdoor show in the morning with Frank Galusha, and you know, then Kurt Large and Dr. Trudy Pratt
and
Nancy
Boomer
Tech, Katie Kunde at noontime, and then of course Bad Bob. And then on Sundays, gosh, We the People, Doug Craig, Don Schulman Show is great, New Radio Theater, Sovereign Minds. We've got the best lineup in the North State as far as local shows. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.